You are now entering the Back in Time podcast.
We came, we saw, we kicked his ass.
Said life was like a box of chocolates.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Here are your hosts, Kyle and JD.
Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Autry, joined as always by my co-host, JD. JD, how you feeling tonight?
I'm pumping out enchiladas like nobody's business. Let me start the episode by asking you, Kyle, a pre-show question that I should have asked because you always forget. Are you on the right microphone setting?
I am on the correct setting. I appreciate the fact that you knew that I would forget. Yes. I corrected it seconds before hitting record.
Good man. You get an enchilada for that. I mean, if the owners will let me take one for my humble dishwashing job to you, I'll send it in the mail.
I appreciate it. I will accept it, and I will send it back if it's not hot.
I'll stick a fart in there for you. That'll keep it warm.
Well, I'm looking forward to discussing the top five songs of 1986 with you here tonight. But before we do have a special guest on the line. Anna, the Palindrome Jedi, back on the podcast, first time of 2021, if I can talk tonight. Anna, how the heck are you?
I'm great. Not as great as Justin with his enchiladas filled with farts, but up there. Thanks for having me on. Yeah.
That's a tough one to go back and forth with. But yeah, I mean, we're excited to have you. Yeah, we actually talked about it on the last episode before the retros that popped up these last few days. But the episodes that you were a part of, once again, top five episodes from you back-to-back years. So that's awesome. You bring the thunder.
I do. I've been known to do that.
I don't think there's any AC/DC in 86, but I don't know how much thunder we'll be bringing tonight, but we're going to do our best. All right. Awesome. So, JD, before we get into this episode, talk a little bit about our Karate Kid Part 2 episode that's coming later on in the month.
Yeah. Ladies, gentlemen, goats, and lamp posts. If you're listening and you've been a part of our journey up until now, you realize 2021, January is a big month for us. We're doing Karate Kid Part 2 in conjunction with the release of the new Cobra Kai season. Karate Kid Part 1 in our archives, recently posted. So jump on that and listen to us talk like we know what the hell we're talking about. Mm-hmm. And get ready for some verbal karate between me and Kyle about how great or boring Part 2 may or may not be.
Yes, I am looking forward to that debate. I'm glad that you finished the latest season, season 3. I actually read today it's been streamed or viewed or whatever they say with Netflix 41 million times already. I mean, quite a bit. And then the whole series is up to like 73 million times that it's been watched. So it's just a massive, massive show.
And well-deserved. They've done a great job. Netflix obviously started the fire when they released season one and everybody loved it. I'm sorry, YouTube.
No, you're good.
Netflix came in and stole the thunder and was like, there's something good over here. And here we go. So check out all of Cobra Kai. Oh my gosh. streaming on Netflix now and catch up with us as we get ready for Karate Kid Part 2.
Okay. Can I drop a little Dwight Schrute here? Netflix started the fire. Fired guys. Netflix.
I'm not even going to correct
not,
you. I'm just
not
gonna
even
go going to
chuckle.
It.
Wow.
No chuckles here.
I chuckled.
Tough crowd. Okay. Well, let's get to the reason we're here, talking about the top five songs of 1986. I do have a list. I have put Anna in the driver's seat. She's going to lead us off with her number five pick. JD, you're going to go second. I am going to bring up the rear. I think maybe for the first time. I don't know if I've ever gone last on the top five episodes. So switching it up a little bit. So we'll again, we'll do our 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then we'll give a couple honorable mentions. So Anna, take it away. Number five pick. What do you have?
All right. So something I've noticed about 80s songs that I like is they're all like ones that want to make me dance, and I'm not a dancer unless I have drinks in me. So it's just interesting that 80s songs do that for me. So my number five is Walk Like an Egyptian by the Bangles.
Wow.
it's such a silly song. And what other kind of song would there be in the 80s, right? I read that the guy that wrote the song got the idea when he saw people struggling to keep their balance on a boat. And so he was like, oh, they look like a bunch of Egyptians, which, of course, why not? Let's write a song about it. And this song got put on a couple, like, be careful if you play this song on the radio list because of it being Egyptians. Like, apparently after 9/11, there was a list made of songs that might be too insensitive or triggering to play on the air. And this was one of them. Along with other ones like Great Balls of Fire, another one Bites the Dust, Knocking on Heaven's Door. So it's a real like sad list to compile. Like what a weird little tidbit. So I thought that was interesting. But love the song.
Horrible list to make. Those songs are amazing. Keep them off your freaking list. I love that. This is such an up-tempo song and totally one of those songs. Like if you're at a wedding or something and this pops on, you're like, hold on, I have to take my drink out to the floor, but I'm about to get down.
Like an Egyptian.
Oops, don't see, can't say that.
Sorry, like an ancient Egyptian from hieroglyphics inside pyramids. Is that better?
Hieroglyphics, specific. We get down in your South Sea?
He's going to break into Will Smith if we don't stop. Okay.
I mean,
Desperado. Okay. I did it. Whoops. All right. There's a laugh out of you. JD, number five, man. What do you have?
So my number five pick was actually edged out by Walk Like an Egyptian on the U.S. Billboard Top 100. It was the number two song coming out in October of 86, a year after you were born in 86. This is your birth year. This is the year that Kyle was brought to us, and whoops, with that also came...
Oh, 85.
Good?
85.
I thought you were born in 86. Anyways. We're very so anyways, baby Kyle...
Go ahead.
So I'm so sorry, Mrs. Autry and Mr. Autry, but baby Kyle was dancing in his crib, listening to a little Duran Duran, Notorious. Boom.
Okay. Fantastic.
No love for that. I just went into this whole energetic spiel about you being a baby and you're the notorious Kyle Autry in a crib and just listening to some Duran Duran. Much like they did in Donnie Darko when Sparkle Motion breaks out into dance with us. Come on. How could you not love this song?
Come on, baby Kyle.
I actually do. Little known fact about me. I do have an Irish background. My favorite fighter, Conor McGregor. This is actually his walkout song in the UFC. It goes, dun, 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 Notorious. And then it goes into the Biggie version of it. But it's got the beginning of that Duran Duran song, and
that's
I love it.
That's awesome. No, that's a nice little tie-in, because obviously I predicted that 35 years ago. I knew that that would happen. And I McGregor is about our age, isn't he? Maybe a little younger?
He's a little bit younger.
Good for him.
A little bit more money, too, but we won't. Who cares? So he's got a few billion dollars.
He also got his ass kicked. Sorry, I know, Connor, you're listening. Come fight me.
No, you don't want that. He's just a little, sweet little guy. I mean, literally, he's 5'7". It would be a short fight. No, I love this pick. Anna, what do you think? A little Duran Duran here at number five?
I appreciate that pick. I'm not a huge Duran Duran fan, but I think it's a good song. Just not my cup of tea.
Okay. Wow.
I like that Duran Duran fan.
Yeah.
I feel like if that's not the name of their fan club, you've got a new career ahead of you.
I love the idea of that. Bright future.
Okay. I'm going to throw it over to me with my number five pick. So I am going with a song that was part of a soundtrack for a movie I know that we will cover at some point. This may have given away a little bit, but I will keep on keeping on. It peaked number two on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 list. Did very well overseas as well. Was a top five hit in the U.K., Germany, and several other European countries. I am talking about the hit song Burning Heart off of the Rocky IV soundtrack. The only Good reason man. I like this song is the montage in Rocky IV where this is playing. It's just, I remember seeing this song when I was freaking like 4 years old. And I'm like, he's going to kill this Russian guy. I have no doubt. He may have killed Apollo Creed. Spoiler alert. My bad. But he's going to get this guy. And sure enough, Burning Heart just takes you right into the action. Predictable, I think it is. But JD, what do you think about my number five?
It's obviously an epic pick. It needed to be said. One of the three of us needed to include it. I have no complaints. It's a song that spurned the end of the Cold War.
Okay, fantastic. Well, let's get to the number four pick. So, Anna, leading us off, what do you have at number four?
Number four, Fight for Your Right by the Beastie Boys.
You gotta fight!
I still rock out to this song, and so it's been about 36 years since we realized we need to fight for our right to party. And before then, I guess it was just a land of neat haircuts and going to school like some kind of jerk. Mm-hmm. So I believe this is Licensed to Ill, which is the album it's off of, reached the number one on the Billboard album chart and was the first rap album to do so. So they had a lot of singles from that album. But I had to choose one.
You did, and I think you chose a really good pick, but I'm going to let JD talk about it.
You know, I am a Beastie Boys fan. I got into the boys, as I call them, in the shower. Oops, that sounded bad. A little bit later in life, probably not until late 90s, when Intergalactic Planetary came out. And then I was like, who are the Beastie Boys? And I had to find out all of their tracks. It's an excellent pick. Another one that had to be included. And kudos, Anna, kicking ass.
Oh, yeah.
The solid second pick on this list. Okay. JD, what do you have at number four?
My number four pick was another one that Walked Like an Egyptian edged out from the top one, from number one spot into number two spot when it came out. I'm going to list the name of the movies that it's been in before I unveil its awesomeness. We're talking a song that's been in Cape Fear, Cool World, The Big Green, which is a future episode, Pineapple Definitely. Express, Spider-Man Homecoming, some other movies that I have no idea what the hell they are. But, I mean, it's such a simple song, and the message is so true, but everybody have fun tonight.
I love this. How can you not like this song?
It's such a happy, everybody have fun tonight. Everybody want strong tonight. Well, thank you for including the name of your band, rhyming the main lyrics of your song. That was just brilliant and catchy. And here we go, 34 years later. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. Done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this whole entire song, like if you watch the video or even just you listen to the vibe of the song, I feel like I immediately need to have on like a purple jacket, you know, probably... you know, some parachute pants. Like you're right in the 80s. This song is, it's so 80s. It's not even funny. I mean, yeah, I love this pick though. I'm not going to hate it. I thought at first you're going to pick something I would hate. You haven't done it yet.
Not yet. There's still time. I still got three more picks.
So I'm going to throw it over to me here with my number four pick. So I am going with a song that would actually peak number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It is actually in the soundtrack for the movie we're covering this month, Karate Kid Part 2. And it was covered at one point by one of my favorite bands growing up, Newfound Glory. It is called Glory of Love by Peter Cetera. So this is, it's a ballad song. The Newfound Glory version, obviously more like pop punk. But I really like this song. It's so 80s, and it plays a huge role in Karate Kid Part 2, which we're going to talk about here in just a few days. But yeah, it's a catchy song.
Hey, nobody can say no to the glory hole of love, Kyle.
Oh,
oops.
Hey, now.
Maybe let Anna talk about it a little.
Yeah. Anna, what do you think?
I think that's a great pick. And it's one of those such an 80s songs. Like, I feel like they all are, but you hear it and you're like, this couldn't have come out at any other time.
Right. Like, no kid today is writing like, I am the man who will fight for your honor. They're like, no, I left you on the street, bitch. Like it's a totally different vibe.
Kids these days.
We got the Kyler version, so shout out to the Autry family and little man Autry's future of just banging out classics.
Ugh. Let's hope not, right? Okay, well, that's going to wrap up round four. Let's get to our top three picks here. So, Anna, what do you have at number three?
My number three is Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins.
Yes.
Featured in Top Gun, of course. I mean, it's Danger Zone. So what else can I say besides the fact that I used to think that Kenny Loggins and Kenny Rogers were the same person when I was a kid? Same. So I envisioned, oh really? So you also envisioned like a Santa Claus looking dude doing this song?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, glad I'm not alone there. Do you guys remember the Super Bowl commercial with this song in it? From the 90s?
I think I do.
Where the pigeon is like trying to poop on all the Nissan cars. It's great. So you should look it up and relive.
They come back to John Madden. He's like, the pigeons were up on the cars and boom, tough acting to that.
Tough acting.
No, this was on my list. It got taken off the list last minute. I'm glad to see it's on here somewhere. So. Yeah, you'll get no complaints out of me with Danger Zone, the highway to the Danger Zone.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. JD, number three, what do you have?
I'm not even going to dance around this. I'm just going to come at you like a sledgehammer. Boom. Peter Gabriel. Actually annihilating stuff. Amazing music video. Catchy as hell. Another song that could only have come out in 1986 when he just laid it down. Won a shit ton of awards for it. Legendary. Everything about it. Fight me. Tell me it's not on your list.
It's not on my list, but this was a song that was part of my initial 12 that I picked out. And yeah, no, I love Sledgehammer and Peter Gabriel's fantastic. So.
Hell yeah, he is. And that music video, I know Anna's done a crap ton of music video research and preparation, laying down some justice about how great it is.
I have indeed. It's been a blast.
That counts.
Those definitely she left a mark on her, you can tell.
You heard it here first. It left a mark on the palindrome Jedi.
You know it's real when that happens.
Okay, fantastic. Well, let's get to the last number three pick on the list here. And obviously, we're in 1986. This song was actually released on Halloween Day, October 31st. Who would have known? A day best known for Halloween movies and getting some candy. And probably one of the biggest rock songs of all time gets released on that day. So pretty much number one across almost every single board. It would go on to sell 3.4 million units in the United States, 3 times platinum. It's a song where it doesn't matter when it comes on. Once it hits the chorus, I'm all in. Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi.
Ooh.
Had to be on the list.
You were going a different, You're going a different direction there. I started clapping, but no, I won't say nothing. I don't want to spoil the rest of mine. Great song. May or may not be on my list as well.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm not the biggest Bon Jovi fan, but it's just one of those songs where I think it feels like everybody in the world has heard this song at some point. It's been so played all over the radios and, you know, commercials and Super Bowl halftimes. It's just like at some point you've had to have listened to this song if you're walking around on this planet. So I don't know. Again, Bon Jovi probably not going to make my list for any other songs, but I do like Living on a Prayer, my guilty treat. So, and I hear you laughing. Is Bon Jovi off your list, or are you just trying to stay quiet over here?
I don't have Bon Jovi on my list, but one of the songs was on my original top few, but it didn't make the top five.
Okay.
You have to rock out to Bon Jovi, right?
I mean, come on, at some point. Okay, well, here we go. Last two picks here. This is where it gets really tough. Number two, Anna, what do you have?
I have Take Me Home Tonight by Eddie Money. Mm. It's just one of those songs that I just won't turn off. It just makes me happy. And, I mean, if you've seen the music video... As we know, I'm the expert. It's just great. It's in black and white. He's on a stage alone. His hair is blowing the entire time. And there's a sax breakdown. Like, he does a sax solo in the middle of it and then holds the saxophone for the rest of the music video. And it's great. So, love that song.
Okay. Fantastic. I don't want to say too much about Take Me Home Tonight. JD, any thoughts from you?
I will admit it's not making my list, and it was very difficult. It was like telling a patient that they're dying. Mr. Money, I'm sorry. Your baby's not going to make it, but we loved him anyways. Great pick. It was a weird analogy. Feel free to comment that.
Sure was.
Not going to disagree.
Yikes. Okay, JD, number two, dare I ask, what do you have?
So I think this is where things are going to get a little bit weird, and I feel like Anna probably knows it's coming. Kyle, probably. You understand why it's included. But for the sake of where it lands as one of the top songs in 1986, for me, it's Alice Cooper, but it's not the song you think it is. It's He's Back, the man behind the mask, not Teenage Frankenstein. Theme song from Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives. And the first time I heard this song was in college, and we were watching the movie and the credits roll, and this song just... He's back, and I'm just like, what am I listening to? This delicious honey melody of Alice Cooper just laying down this song about Jason running around killing people. It's awesome. I love it.
I have to say, I do need to give this song another listen. I don't remember it off the top of my head, and that's the first one that's popped up. So I am interested in taking a listen to it. But Anna, what do you think about He's Back?
I think that I've heard that song way too many times in my lifetime by this point, but it's a good song. I like Alice Cooper. It makes sense. Of course he would make a song for one of the Friday the 13th movies. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah. I feel like JD does this like anytime he can. Like, he goes in the bathroom, comes out, hits play on the song. He's back. Like, yeah, yep.
Got it downloaded, got it on Spotify, actually got Constrictor on vinyl.
Yes, you do.
I think that was thanks to you. I think you made that purchase happen, so.
Can't pass that up when you see it.
Hell no. There we go. Again, audience, Friday the 13th episodes in our archives, building up to get to part 6, where we get a full frontal of He's Ooh. Back.
Whoa. Yes. That's why it's called Constrictor, then, huh?
Little heads up next time you make a good joke.
Oh, sorry. They just spout out. I can't give you any heads up. Oh, I did it again.
You just now got it. Hey, okay. Anna just unloading on us. Jeez.
Reel it in. Reel it in. Okay. What's your? Let's go. What's Kyle? What's your pick?
Number two. Okay. This is a late 85 release, so it really didn't take off until 86. So judge's ruling, which was me, I decided this afternoon, it's good. So I am going with a song that would top out number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100. It really didn't do like a ton of sales. It may not be one that's as well known as the other picks on my list, but I just love this song. I love the tempo of the song. The lyrics are fantastic. And I am talking about Walk of Life by Dire Straits. Whew. Deep cut. This came you off are. Of the album Brother in Arms, which I believe was just a B-side at one point. So, what do you think about Walk of Life?
Damn, I will say, you know, I thought I always try to do this, predict your top five. I am usually pretty damn accurate, but you are throwing smoke today, my friend.
Mm. Well, it's easier when the early November wasn't around in 86, so.
They weren't even born yet.
No.
Maybe they covered all these songs.
No, I don't think they've covered Walk of Life. I love the song, and it's got a really catchy melody. And if you guys haven't heard Walk of Life, you're listening to this, we're going to be popping music in left and right with our different picks here. So you're probably hearing it now, but definitely worth taking a listen to. And it's got a fantastic music video too, which is basically just a bunch of different sports from that time period and just shots of like guys getting laid out in football and Larry Bird running out of the locker room and Mark McGuire grabbing his baseball bat. It's just a cool video too. So it's very, very 80s. Now we are to the final pick. It's the final countdown. That won't be on this list, but it is our final countdown. And I'm going to give you the 5-4-3-2. Anna's going to give us her number one pick, and we'll go down the list here. So we started with Walk Like an Egyptian. Number 4 was Fight for Your Right, the Beastie Boys. Number 3, We Were in the Danger Zone with Kenny Loggins. And then Take Me Home Tonight was number 2. Anna, what do you have as your number one pick?
My number one pick, the music video for this song is one of the creepiest yet most mesmerizing things that you just, I don't know, it's very entertaining to watch. That pick is Land of Confusion by Genesis. And I love the song. I've always liked the song. It's a very political song. And in the words of Phil Collins himself, is about the mess we've landed in life. And feel like that is going to be pretty relatable for life for the rest of the time on Earth here. So it's a great song. And the music video has puppets, a puppet version of the band. It stars Ronald Reagan and Nancy Reagan puppets, along with a bunch of recognizable celebrity puppets throughout the whole thing, like Michael Jackson, Bill Cosby, Stephen King, Paul McCartney. It's very strange yet entertaining to watch.
Hmm. Well, I'll start to give my opinion, and JD, you cut me off.
Absolutely.
I'm watching this music video, and it is
so. Let me
freaking
tell you a little bit about this music video. It's a fantastic music video. Like Anna is saying, she forgot to mention that Hulk Hogan makes an appearance in there. Kyle, go ahead and pick up.
You know what? I haven't watched the music video yet, but I'm kind of watching it in the background right now. And the puppets are amazing. I'm definitely watching this as soon as we get done. And I have to say, this is a song I have not heard in years, but as soon as it started playing, I was like, I totally know this song. I just didn't know the name of it. Like I wouldn't have been able to like YouTube it and find it until right now.
Yeah. There are so many of the other songs typically overshadow it, but it's a good one. And it actually got nominated for an MTV Music Video Award and lost to Sledgehammer.
Right.
You know something, brother, when they put me in a music video, dude.
Oh, man, that's great. Okay, so JD, let's get to your breakdown and then your number one pick. So we started with Notorious. Number 2 was Everybody Have Fun Tonight. We were slinging a little sledgehammer with your number three pick. And then Behind the Mask, Alice Cooper, gotta love it. What do you have here with your number one pick?
I feel like audience, listeners, friends, anybody that truly knows me knows the answer to that question. I have two little trivia points that I'm going to lay out to let you guess on. Maybe, Kyle, you'll jump on onto this one. But the song features Joe Montana and Ronnie Lott singing backup vocals. You got it? If you don't got it yet, featured massively as one of Patrick Bateman's quotes in American Psycho, where he does a critique about the song in depth, Hip to Be Square by Huey Lewis in the News. Hands down, best song of the year.
I'm so glad that you put this on here, because this was also part of my initial list. And good. I left off Huey Lewis in the News. I'm pissed that I did. You guys know my love of Back to the Future. He's a part of that. So, yeah. No, I'm really glad you put this song in here.
I love Huey Lewis inside and out. I love him as a human and as a sexual partner. But I've seen him a few times in concert. He puts on an amazing show. And when he breaks down Hip to Be Square, people get a little extra get up in their step.
You know what? You've invited me to a couple concerts. This was not one of them, and I'm a little pissed off about it.
I will say this, and Anna, if you got anything to add before I go on my little spiel about his concert.
Nope, please go.
Basically, what he does, and again, he's been rocking for quite some time, mm-hmm. but he plays his greatest hits album from 1 to 11, then he leaves stage, and then a pulsating noise happens, and then he plays 12 to 14. And then that's his concert. It's everything you could ever want. There's no mystery to it. He knows who he is. He's Huey Lewis and the News.
Well, he's not the News, is he? I mean...
Oh my gosh, this again?
We saw him at the Rib Fest, I don't know, it was probably like 8 years ago now in Naperville with Feline Machine. It was a great show.
Both times that we saw Huey Lewis in the News was with the Feline
Machine. That's true, yeah, we saw them twice.
So shout out to the Feline Machine, check out his comedy, recent guest on the SideQuest podcast where his microphone was awful and you couldn't hear a word he said, but he was funny nonetheless.
Perfect. All right. Well, I love the pick. We got a great top five from JD. I started my number five pick, Burning Heart. We went to The Glory of Love with number four. I Was Living on a Prayer at number three. Walk of Life at number two, Little Dire Straits. Number one pick. Wow. This was really, really tough. This could have been my five. It could have been my one. Could have been my three. It kind of went all over my list at some point. But at the end of the day, I had to pick the song where if it comes on, no matter what, I'm not turning this song off for any reason. I have to listen to it all the way through. It was a massive hit, number four on the Billboard Top 100, or the Hot 100, I should say. It was number one U.S. mainstream rock. It was on Anna's list at number two, Eddie Money, Take Me Home Tonight. I love the guitars. It's such a fantastic song. I mean, come on. How do you not move when you say, take me home tonight? Just a great riff.
It's great. It makes you want to grab your saxophone and sing along.
I don't have a sax, but if I did, boy, I would let it rip.
I cannot wait for your birthday, Kyle. I know that
you're
friends.
You're going to shove that right up my butt, aren't you?
Oops. Well,
like you said, you had to let it rip. okay, so obviously we've already talked about this pick, but Anna, you've already talked about it quite a bit. JD, any final thoughts on Take Me Home Tonight, the fantastic song in the terrible movie?
No complaints, nothing but love.
Okay, there we go. Let's get to some honorable mentions here. I'm sure we had a couple that did not make the list. Anna, you can start us off. Did you have any that you feel bad that didn't make the top five?
Yeah, so I have three. One of them was What You Need by INXS. It technically came out in 85, so I didn't include it, but apparently that would have been fine, according to the judge. But that's another one that has a great music video. I also have You Give Love a Bad Name by Bon Jovi, and It's Tricky by Run DMC.
Yeah.
Still great songs. Love those songs. They just, didn't make it up that far.
Wait, the judge, that's me. I'm just now getting this. No, I think those honorable mentions are fantastic. Okay, JD, how about you? Any honorable mentions?
So I mentioned it before, and you mentioned it before, but Living on a Prayer was definitely up there in Hard to Not Include. I'm surprised that this hasn't been talked about, but Bananarama's Venus was an excellent song, and I think featured in the dance scene in American Pie 2.
Oh, nice catch. Very well done. Okay. Yeah, and I had a few we've already mentioned that I just kind of moved on and off the list, but one that always stuck out to me, and I never really listened to the full song and the lyrics, because what would happen is this would be kind of our coming out of the locker room song for basketball every single game all the way through high school, and it's The Final Countdown by Europe. So I don't really know the song all that well. I just know the da-na-na-na. Da-na-na-na-na. It just that freaking fired me up every time. So I was like, I should at least mention it, even though it's not going to be on my top five. And then, yeah, a couple of the ones you already talked about, Hip to Be Square was going to be on the list. And then Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone was going to be on the list as well. But I just kind of shuffled them back and forth. One that I found and I listened to, and I was like, man, I feel like I can't put it on here because I just listened to the song for the first time today. But I really like it. It's Mike and the Mechanics, All I Need is a Miracle. Check that song out if you've never heard it.
Gotta check it out.
There you go.
There's a name drop.
Boom. Well, that's it. Top five songs of 1986. We're going to be back in a few more days from now with a top five movies of 1986. So you guys will have the counterpiece to this episode. And then we'll be back at the end of the month with a fantastic movie, Karate Kid Part 2. JD, give me your best Miyagi, That Pretty Okay Too, if you don't mind.
No, I'm most certainly not going to do that. It's 2021. The last thing we need is a white person mimicking a Japanese warrior and fighter and soldier. You are a racist son of a gun, and with podcast canceled.
That's pretty okay too then. All right. No, fantastic. We're looking forward to getting into the movie. We will be doing some Miyagi impressions, don't you worry.
Ooh.
And a little bit of Daniel-san as well. Probably a little bit of Kreese in there if we can at the very beginning. So I'm looking forward to it. And then if you guys haven't, if you're new to the podcast, make sure you subscribe. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, YouTube, anywhere you listen to them, we're on there. And then follow us on the social media. We're at, what is it, JD? www.twitter.com/backintimepod. Mm-hmm. I don't know how those needles go, but we're on there. Find us, Back in Time Pod, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We're on there. And that's it for the Back in Time podcast. We will be back in a couple days. Top five movies, 1986. Until then, we will talk to you later. See ya.
Oil. Oh, yeah.